Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. On this episode, I turn to my wonderful podcast partner and genius marketer, Bob, for some help with a topic that's been bothering me for a while: how to recycle books. It can be a difficult discussion because destroying a book in any way is not great. But what about those old, outdated, and otherwise damaged books? I'd like to find a way to use those for some good, even if it means them not being around anymore. Enjoy. So I may need your help with I guess I'm not sure if it's an ad campaign or a communications campaign. Ooh, but a marketing campaign.
Yeah, I do those.
And it has to do with this book.
Okay. And this book that we're looking at right now is a pretty nondescript hardcover called Weeding Library Collections, Library Weeding Methods, 3rd edition by Stanley J. Sloat.
So the idea came up that, you know, we have to find a way to do stuff at Joybird Books with the books and magazines, because people drop off all sorts of stuff when they hear you take donations.
Okay.
They will drop off all sorts of things.
It's like Goodwill, right?
A little bit. At least they're staying mostly in the book category. But some, like, I'll give you an example. This happened the other day. A guy was coming in and you can kind of tell he was going to a thrift store. He was getting like a bag of books for $1 or $5, and then he was bringing them to us for trade credit.
Oh, okay.
Fine. If they're good books, I will take them all day. Right. But he had one of these bags, one of these IKEA, you know, those blue bags full of old nursing books. And I'm like, we can't. So we generally don't take textbooks because
they become obsolete
as a new edition
very fast, right?
Come out. Old travel guides, like not like old, like from 1970 might have some interesting things and vintagey feel to it. But, you know, the one from 2014, which may not apply anymore, or 2002, like, you know, sort of in this weird internet space where it doesn't really have like web addresses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, we can't take that. And he's like, well, okay, where's the nearest dumpster?
Oh, and that feels
like,
bad too,
oh,
right?
Man. And I've been hearing stories like Goodwill is really packed with books right now. Yeah. So what we would normally do is take that, you know, box up the ones that we can't use, we don't feel like we can sell, and take it over to Goodwill.
But you know, that's really not sellable. I mean, who's gonna want an old nursing book?
Old.
I mean, for the most part, you're throwing it away.
I think there's an idea that you can't destroy books. Right? Like there's this,
I feel that actually,
inclination that, you know, you're doing, you know, not necessarily the same thing as book burning.
But that's what I think of, though.
But it's a little bit.
You're destroying something that brought knowledge, which feels bad.
And I kind of jokingly brought this up on an earlier episode, is like, what about books that you get in that are problematic for whatever reason?
Yeah.
The author has issues going on in the world that you don't agree with.
Yeah.
Or it's an older book that references a certain group of people in a way that is no longer acceptable.
Wait, Roald Dahl and Ian Fleming right now are being heavily edited and redacted because of their views of the world at the time it was taking place. So yeah, I get that. But my sense is that we have to go with the art value of the book, okay? Meaning, like, let's make 1,000 origami cranes out of the nursing book and give it to a hospital and let them know that we've made these cranes of hope for your patients. I don't know.
I think there's that. I think that's the reaction, right? Yeah, when you say that you're going to get rid of books or you figured out a way to recycle them or something like that, it's like, why don't you send them to an underdeveloped country?
Okay.
Or why don't you send them to... All of these things cost money, and the books may still be useless.
Worthless. Yep.
Right? So the reason I'm saying all this is because I finally found a way to recycle books that I feel pretty good about.
All right.
So, you know, I looked at all the paper recyclers locally. They won't take them.
Too much work to actually get the paper out.
To get the paper out, and most of the books, especially those glossy ones, the textbooks, can't
be
recycled.
Right.
So I found some place that is taking recyclable material or close to being recyclable material and is creating fuel cubes out of them for concrete manufacturers. which burn coal in order to create the concrete. I don't know exactly the way it works.
Wow.
But this fuel
would burn cleaner than coal.
It burns as hot as coal. It burns a little bit cleaner than coal, and it doesn't require, you know, strip mining to get it.
Right.
Which is the biggest benefit.
Is it going to increase the fluorocarbons?
And then after it, I don't know. I need to do a little more research on it. So there's all these questions that I have. But afterwards, the ash can be used to color the concrete. So everything is usable afterwards.
Oh, man, it's like the bison and the Native Americans.
We're using all parts of the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting, though. That's going to be a metaphor for something, right? It's like squeezing the last value out of this thing that represents an institution of knowledge.
That had to be printed at some point because it had to, right? Like even this book, The Weeding Library Collections, this book is about going through your library collection and figuring out what to get rid of.
Yeah.
And so libraries do this. That's how Joybird got started, is we have 10,000 books that were weeded from a library system up in Georgia.
Now, what year is that book right there?
This is an older book. I mean, guarantee.
I'm not sure that shouldn't be weeded out, is what I'm saying.
It was weeded out from their collection.
ended up with it. But the concept is a solid concept.
This is a book I would keep or try to sell, though, because I think it has, this is 89.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing. This book, to me, is very much like a lot of nonfiction, which is, I get everything that I need to know out of that book just from the title. Like, I look at that and go, weeding library collections. Okay, well then, that's a thing. How would I weed my collection?
Yeah.
I would not want to follow their advice how I weed my collection. I want to follow my advice so that I can have the best collection for me, or for my audience, for my customers. But now, have you read any of that book?
No, I haven't, because I think this is the other thing that it kind of showcases, is not only is this, it was updated in 89, it was actually written in 82, this is the third edition, all of this information is online. So if I were to research this, I would not necessarily go to a book. So what is the intrinsic value of this book? So going back to this communications challenge.
Yeah.
Is when I talk about this, and I potentially maybe start a Patreon to help underwrite this. The place, after I do all the research, and the place that I'm thinking about recycling these books is over in Lakeland. So I got to get the books there.
Yeah.
That's going to cost money. So I'd like to ask for the support of the community and even say, like, we'll have one day where bring your books out. We'll rent a U-Haul. We'll put them all in there, your old magazines, that stuff that isn't necessarily recyclable through the usual recycling methods that we have available to us.
Okay, so
how do I pitch this and get through the people that are going to say, no, you could do collages and you can do everything, all of this stuff has potential. Where am I going to have this stored forever?
Yeah, well, again, I think what you're talking about is making it useful. And those who would argue, no, you have to make collages out of those books. Give them a book and some glue and send them away.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's a thing. Like, that's what everybody says. Like, this person could use it, or you should keep it for. And we're going to start an art closet. We're going to start a free art closet where people can come in and pick stuff up for free, including books and magazines. And we have somebody bringing in paint and all this other stuff.
I love that.
So we're going to
look at all the good things you're doing.
We're going to recycle as much as possible. Yeah. We're going to make this opportunity to use these books for something other than burning.
Yeah.
Because that's not what I'm all about. You know, I'm not about censorship necessarily.
Not for that. But again, those books that are deemed useless, let's get the carbon value out of them.
Yeah.
Let's and you know, critics be damned. You're doing a lot of really cool things. I mean, this is a little bookstore that you have now reimagined, and you're adding elements that are extremely community oriented, world oriented. It's like you're actually setting a really good example for the world of how to be a good citizen, both in taking care of your community and taking care of the planet. That's a pretty big thing to accomplish out of a little bookstore.
So I think I found our spokesperson. So anytime anybody gives me guff, talk to Bob.
You send them my way.
Okay,
I'll take
them
down. Seriously, I get so inspired by Nick's constant quest to make the world a better place. It's like he doesn't even notice the cumulative good that he's bringing to the world, but that's just what he does. It's kind of nice to have a podcast partner who makes me want to be a better person. It makes me want to get more creative in the ways that I approach being a better human. I hope you feel a similar inspiration, dear listener. It's kind of what we're here for. Thanks for tuning into Your Daily Dose. We'll catch you next time.